Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We got Sue's News coming up in the next hour. I mentioned Attorney General Andrew Bailey in the 5 o'clock hour. And then Shannon Horn. Actually, we're not exactly sure who the guest might be, but somebody from Perimeter Solutions, which is located in Clayton, formerly part of Monsanto, and then Solutia. But they're the company that is making the red flame retardant being used out in L.A. We thought that was kind of interesting with a local angle. So that's coming up as well a little bit later. Plus, an audio cut of the day. Very busy on Capitol Hill, on the Senate side in particular, with some of these confirmation hearings. On the House side, they're starting to move on the agenda. Our own Congresswoman Ann Wagner from the 2nd District here in Missouri with us this afternoon. Ann, how are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you and your listeners. And yeah, it is crazy up here. We've got inauguration on Monday. I kind of feel like Ticketmaster at the moment. So we're giving out hundreds and hundreds of inaugural tickets to constituents, and a lot going down. I just got back from a trip over the weekend to Mar-a-Lago with the president, President Trump, and a number of members. He had different groups in and talking about securing our border, about the Tax Cut and Jobs Act reauthorizations, and unleashing our oil and gas production. I mean, you name it, getting rid of all these ridiculous Green New Deal subsidies and hopefully bringing down costs for everyday Americans. So there's a lot going on, and he told me that on day one, he is going to he's got about 100 executive orders that he will start signing starting on January 20th. So we are excited to take things back here with the trifecta and to have some real deliverables for the American people.
Well, I want to talk about some of the specifics there in a second, but let me just ask you about the tone and the feeling in Washington. You've been there with different administrations. You've been there when you're in the minority. That's not as fun. The trifecta, you just mentioned that. But you also, I think, and I've talked to folks inside the swamp and outside, I can even sense it from here in my studio. There's a different tone in Washington. Oh, sure, AOC is still crazy, but are you detecting a little difference at the start of this next Trump term?
There most certainly is, and I will tell you what, the Trump team is very, very organized. They're cohesive. They've got their team together. They are literally doing listening sessions. So much work ahead of time. I mean, look at this incredible ceasefire deal that, frankly, President Trump was able to secure today between Israel and, yeah, and Gaza, and to get I know it's not all of them, and we're living and fighting for the day when all of those hostages come home and we get rid of Hamas for good out of Gaza, but to have at least 33 released. Three of whom should be Americans, because these are folks that are over 50 years old. I know we have more Americans still there. And as I said, well, we are not going to stop or rest until they're all home safely and released, and that we are sure that Hamas is eradicated here. But that's Trump. Trump got that done. It took Biden a year and a half of navel gazing, and nothing has happened. And here we are. So it's a different feeling. Last week, we passed the Laken-Riley Act that went after illegal immigrants that are here that are committing crimes like they did against poor Lakin Riley, the nursing student, and making sure that state attorneys general like Andrew Bailey and others are able to sue the federal government for failing to properly ensure immigration law and to take them into custody. So,
let's talk about that because, you know, many members of Congress did not support that, including one of our new members here, Wesley Bell. I don't understand. Even Fetterman, you know, in the Senate, and you probably see, he said, look, if you can't support this, this is why we lost the election. So good for them to continue in these mistakes moving forward, but that is tone deaf with the American people for sure.
It is tone deaf, and I will tell you that on the Lakin Riley Act in particular last week, we had 48 Democrats in the House that did vote for it, and the Senate did proceed by a vote, I think, of 84-9 to move forward on the bill. So I'm hopeful it's going to make it through the Senate. And when you talk about a new day, stuff like this that we brought in the last Congress that they just brought down, the Democrats, this stuff has passed and is passing. And tomorrow is even, we're going to take it a step further. And this is a bill that's called the Preventing Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act that actually would allow deportation of any immigrant, whether you're legal or illegal. First of all, you are not allowed to come in. And if you get here, we are going to immediately deport you if you've committed a sex offense, a domestic violence, child abuse, child neglect, anything in your home country. So we are, and we're going to get Democrats on this, too. So we are seeing a new day here in Washington, D.C. I hope the Democrats are waking up to see what the incredible mandate that President Trump got by winning every swing state, by winning the popular vote. As I said, we're hitting the ground running, and we're not waiting until an inauguration day on Monday. And we had a big bill yesterday that dealt with men and women's sports.
Yeah, that was the next topic, because, look, President Trump has put this in these terms. A lot of this, and I've said this too, a lot of these issues are not even close. These are common sense issues. But here again, you got Democrats. I mentioned AOC going up there and claiming, they're making this claim that you guys are passing something that would allow for genital inspections of little girls, which is utterly ridiculous. But that's the best they have right now, Ann.
Well, and this is what was really disappointing. And I thought we would get more Democrats yesterday, like we did on the Lakin Riley Act. And this was a bill called the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. And basically what it says is very common sense, is that federal funding for any educational institution, and I mean from pre-K all the way through university, is dependent upon women's sports being reserved for biological girls. This is going to make sure that everything that I fought for, that we fought for long and hard, for equal opportunities under Title IX, which means the right for women and girls to have access to athletic opportunities, scholarships, medals, Olympics, all of these things actually are preserved. And we will cut off federal funds to those educational institutions that step outside of those bounds of Title IX. So, I mean, we got, I think, only two Democrats on that in the House. So that infuriates me, and it does most of two-thirds, three-fourths of Missouri's 2nd District is suburbia, and the moms and dads that have young girls and women involved in sporting activities, as we all are livid about the fact that, and it's not just that we're putting these girls at a greater risk of injury, but opening up the door for men and boys to completely undercut Title IX and to steal our girls' scholarships,
not acceptable,
championships. Everything that they deserve as female athletes is an anathema for me and for so many across our country. It's common sense, as you said. I thought we passed it, and we passed it last Congress, too, I will tell you. But this is something that we're going to be able to get across the finish line, but we are going to need a Republican Senate to do so, and a president who will sign it.
Hey, let me take you back a couple weeks here. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you had another speaker's race, and it was close. And you had a couple of members out there, including Tom Massey in Kentucky, that were trying to be rabble-rousers. I like the fact that Congressman Onder, who, of course, is another new member from this area, and when I reached out to Bob Ann, I said, okay, because I thought maybe he wouldn't support Chauncey. He goes, I'm not crazy about some of the CR stuff, but we got to get our agenda going and moving. And I think that that's where most members were, right?
Absolutely. We had there were two that were flipped at the end. I mean, Speaker Johnson won that vote on the first ballot. We did have to hold it open for another 15 or 20 minutes, and two members were willing to go ahead and change their vote. And Bob Onder has been a terrific addition to our delegation and has been working with us. You know, I have to say, I was there at the inauguration of Mike Kehoe earlier in the week before I dashed to Washington, D.C., and even Mike Kehoe, yesterday, one of the very first things that he did was have a conference call with the entire Missouri Democrat delegation,
wow.
Congressional delegation, and he had it not just with the Republicans, which was so wonderful and so refreshing, but Emmanuel Cleaver, Reverend Cleaver from Kansas City, and Wesley Bell from the 1st District. We are so pleased to have him on board, and everyone, Democrat and Republican, pledged that they'll be there to support and back
I like that.
Missouri.
Yeah.
And it's been terrific.
What?
And Bob Onder's been very much a part of that too. So we've got a young delegation, a new delegation in many, many different ways, but we are getting things done and we are definitely working in concert. And I'm grateful to my good friend Congressman Wesley Bell for some of the inauguration tickets that he was willing to share with me. So
all right. Well, I got a few things about Wesley I'm not thrilled about, but we'll save that for another time. But listen, have fun next week with the inauguration, and we'll see what happens with some of the, you know, the early days of the administration, because I think a lot of people they're excited, but they also, and I think you guys know this and President Trump knows this, they want to see things get done.
That's why they're going to see at least 100 executive orders, I think, starting on day one. And then we have to codify those to make sure that they are in law and lasting going forward. So that's our job here in Congress. But it's going to be a new day, and we can't wait. We're excited.
All right, Ann, thank you so much. Have fun with it. Happy New Year. We'll talk soon.
Same to you. Take care.
All right, that's Ann Wagner, and a lot of work to do, obviously, in Washington. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have Sue's News in the next hour. But there's an interesting, you know, this is something I've experienced, interesting story, front page STL Today right now, about how the mail is not being delivered around St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine texted me this morning about that. She hasn't had it in like 10 days.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have some details coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.